Hi everyone, I'm Gemma Demento.
I'm Kaya Rodriguez. We are both 16 years old.
And we are students here at Winthrop High School. Today we're going to be talking to you guys about social media and how it's changing the lives of the students here at our school.
So today we are going to be mainly focusing on the most popular types of social media.
The top three apps for our age group is Instagram, Snapchat, and VSCO. So let's start with Instagram. Instagram is basically just a newer version of Facebook. That's kind of less complicated, and you all have your own profile, and you can just kind of upload pictures that people you follow or who follow you can look at it, and you can like them and comment on them, and like everyone will see that, and you have like your own explore page that's kind of like made for your account and what you like to look at.
So Snapchat is a social media app where you can send pictures back and forth to someone, and right when you open them, the pictures go away. If you Snapchat someone for 3 days or more, you have a Snapchat streak. You can either post on your story, which everyone who you have added and has added you on Snapchat can see your story, or you can make a private story where you pick the amount of people that can see it, like your closest friends, cousins, family, anyone, and they can see what you post. Okay, so VSCO is a form of social media that normally a girl will use. Not saying that boys like don't use it, but it's more likely for a girl to have a VSCO account than a boy. You typically post the pictures that you wouldn't normally post on Instagram. Like, obviously you can do both, but a lot of people post like their artsy pictures, like the sunset pictures. But what's different is on VSCO, you can't see someone's followers. Like, you can't see how many followers they have, how many people they follow. And you also can't see their likes, but it's not likes on VSCO. It's called republishes. So VSCO likes what they say is, like, quantity over quality for their pictures.
Me and Kai are in the second floor common area with Jenna Dore. And she's here to give us some input on how social media has changed the lives of kids versus like 10 years ago.
Well, I think like the main difference is from like when I was a kid, like we used to always go outside, ride our bikes, play in the backyard. But now a lot of kids, like the parents are just like giving them iPads or like phones because like not being lazy, but they just need something to do, so
they rely on it more than what they relied on like 10 years ago, like when we were little.
Yeah, so young kids are like growing up with like iPads around and like learning about social media a lot sooner than a lot of us did.
Yeah, like in middle school we kind of all got like our first like social media accounts, and now there's kids in like third and fourth grade with like their Instagrams and like Snapchats.
I got my first Instagram in fifth grade, like, and now like looking like legit, like, third graders have Instagrams and stuff, like, first graders, second graders. Like. Gemma and I are in the first floor common area with
Sunita.
Sunita, do you think that you can tell who someone is based off of their social media?
I feel like it depends on the person. If someone, like, posts, like, things, like, about themselves and, like, carries himself in a certain way, I feel like you can tell, but like based off like just pictures, no.
How has social media changed your life?
I feel like social media just gives me something to do when I'm bored. Like when I didn't really have it, I used to not know what to do with myself in my spare time, and now I catch myself using it all the time.
Do you think that society puts a lot of pressure on social media?
Yeah, I feel like it does, especially on like girls and women, because beauty standards and social norms can make people like feel like they have to live up to a certain standard.
For teenagers though, social media has kind of changed their lives because we know more about each other. Like if you went on vacation 10 years ago, I wouldn't know unless like you sent me a postcard, but now I'd know because you like posted something on Instagram, yeah, or like Snapchat about where you were when you were on
the plane. Even Snapchat, like the geo filters and like the snap maps on, like, you know, like, yeah, if someone's away, like, and then Instagram, like you can put someone's location,
yeah,
like you can put your location on your post.
I think social media is kind of taken away from like privacy and like kind of like what's your information and kind of just giving it out, like everyone can know like where you are, what you went to, who you were with, like at any time. Like there's just so many like ways to get that information.
Okay, so we are here in the library with
Alex Farah
And we're asking her today, do you feel like people put too much effort into social media?
Yes. I think they care more about showing people the experience rather than living the experience themselves.
Do you think that social media is good or toxic?
I think the way we're using it now is toxic, but the idea of it could be really helpful and useful for other people.
Can you tell who someone is based off of their social media?
I think the social media really helps trying to figure out who someone is because of the way they post things and how frequently and what the subject is that they post about.
So social media has kind of given us a way to like kind of track people down and find them without really knowing anything about them. Like,
you just need to know their name. Like, that's it. You need to know their name. And like, if they have their town in their bio, then that's when you're like, that's the girl. Like, that's her.
Like, we'll play a girl in sports and we'll hear someone on her team say her name and we type her name in and we just kind of can, in a matter of minutes, we find this girl. We can find who her friends are, what she looks like, what she likes to do.
And what's crazy too is that like you can see like mutual followers. So like say like we find a girl and like we're following, like someone we know is following her. Then we can like ask that person too, like, who's this girl? Like, how do you know her?
Like there's just so many more ways to find people and like get in contact with them and like know more about them, like without even having a conversation, just by knowing their name.
So we are here in the common area with
Joey Holgerson.
And our first question for him today is, do you use social media? And if so, what apps do you use?
Yeah, I use social media sometimes, mainly Snapchat, Instagram, you know, Twitter, the basics.
Do you think that society puts a lot of pressure on social media?
Yeah, I think people are more focused on, you know, likes and retweets and that stuff. And it really diminishes the point of enjoying the social media experience and, you know, using it as a tool for news and other useful materials instead of popularity.
Me and Kaya are here in the library with
Hannah Capone.
And we're going to ask her a few questions about social media. So your first question is, what apps do you mainly think of when you hear social media?
I think of probably Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Do you think that society puts a lot of pressure on social media?
I think definitely yes, because there's so many like Instagram models nowadays that use so much Facetune and Photoshop that puts unrealistic standards on what like young girls think is pretty.
Do you think your life would be better/easier without social media?
I think it would be easier because it wouldn't be as stressful, but if social media didn't exist, there still would be unrealistic standards from like magazines and stuff like there were before social media existed, so I think it's kind of inevitable.
Okay, so Gemma and I are now here with Rachel Farley, and we're going to talk about how editing like puts pressure on like the standards and everything puts pressure. So I think
like
that,
like, on what people post on Instagram.
So I think that people, like, when they edit their pictures, like, even, like, celebrities do it, like, you really, like, you never see anyone, like, with a pimple on their face. Like, if you really truly think about it, like, everyone always has clear skin on Instagram.
And like, they edit it to, like, a point where it's, like, not even them anymore. Like, it doesn't even look like what they look like in person.
No, there's so many girls that legit, like, not catfish, like, but catfish. Like, that's, like, not what they look like in person.
I feel and, like, there's, like, a stereotype that people, like, are supposed to have, like, a certain, like, body.
Like, people, when they post, like, in someone, if you notice that there's, like, obvious, like, extreme editing, and someone will, like, screenshot it and send it to someone, and then, like, next thing you know, like, that person is getting, like,
it goes around.
Almost made fun of for like, editing their pictures.
And, like, people get so nervous about, like, what they look like online, but, like, everyone knows what you look like in person.
Exactly.
Like, people get so nervous about what they're posting, and then they, like, edit to make it seem, like, they edit their pictures to look like what other people look like, and then other people will see that it's edited because they don't, like, do it right, or, like, they did it too much, and then, like, that person will get made fun of for trying to, like, fit in, and that's just, like,
not even made fun of, it's just, like, a lot of people are, like, why would you do that? Like, no, it's, like, not really, like, getting
nobody
made fun of.
Nobody cares that
exactly.
much about, like, the picture that you put
And if people, like, see what you look like in person, then, like, who cares? Like, all seriousness, like... Gemma and I are in the first floor common area with
John.
John, do you think that social media is good or is it toxic?
Oh, toxic. Easily.
Do you personally think that your life would be better or easier without social media?
You know, I don't think it really has an effect on the difficult stance of my life in that sense. I think that, you know, it doesn't make it easier, it doesn't make it harder. No.
Thank you to everyone who was a part of our podcast and gave their input. And that's all we have for you with this episode and social media and how it's affecting people's lives.
We'll see you guys next episode.